Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, there's been another shooting in Boston. A man was shot on Bowdoin Street in Dorchester at about 4:30 this afternoon. He was taken to the hospital with what police describe as life-threatening injuries. This shooting comes after three people were killed in separate shootings overnight in Boston. Mayor Marty Walsh this afternoon said he's disturbed by a recent rise in gun violence.
This needs to stop. These press conferences need to stop. We need to make sure that when we have press conferences, we're announcing something good. We're not announcing where I have to start out by saying to the family, my condolences are with you for the loss of your loved ones.
Boston police are handing out leaflets in Roxbury and Mattapan this afternoon. They're asking the public for help finding suspects in the shootings, and they say the shootings were likely gang-related. Police also say that extra officers will be patrolling city streets tonight. Also, extra workers with the city's street worker program will fan out tonight in Mattapan and Roxbury. About 15 street workers are typically in those areas, reaching out to young people in an effort to prevent violence. We spoke with two street workers earlier today, Masika Gadson, who's based in Mattapan, and her supervisor, Sean Webb. They work for Boston Centers for Youth and Families, and Webb says they'll focus on reaching out to young people who are involved with gangs.
We're connected to the top 45 active gangs in the city of Boston. We will increase numbers in certain areas, but I think at the end of the day, we're adequately staffed to support the neighborhood.
Can I say, Sean, that sounds like a high number? I think people would be surprised. There are 45 gangs in Boston?
Well, we work with the top 45 most active gangs. We're in 19 housing developments across the city.
Masika, tell me, what will you be doing tonight? Will you change your strategy at all because of what's happened, or will you be doing what you typically do?
Depending on the needs of the community, I'm there for the community to help the community and also make sure families and the children in the neighborhoods continue to know that it's safe.
And so what do you do? I mean, how do you try to convince people that it's safe when you have this kind of violence going on?
We continue just to go out into the community, knock on some doors to see how people are doing, make sure we engage with kids as well as the adults to let them know what are their concerns to see if we can help in any way.
East Street workers assigned a client population or a client roster of 12 to 15. You know, it's first making you sure you're intentionally checking in with those that are involved in gang activity, making sure that you're supporting them. You know, the ripple effect of incidents like this, there's so many affected young people. I mean, our primary objective is to really support them, but also just being visible and available.
Now, according to the numbers that I've seen, homicides in Boston are down this year compared with last year, but non-fatal shootings are up, and up significantly by something like 40%. How do you describe what type of violence is being experienced in the neighborhoods right now?
I think it's really hard to speak to the differences in terms of types of violence. Mm-hmm. I think any violence at all is just unfortunate and sad.
Does it ever, though, feel frustrating to you, working as someone of the street worker who tries to be on the preventative side of things? When something like this happens, is it frustrating?
I'm definitely frustrated, but you also feel empowered. I mean, for every negative situation, there's probably 15 to 20 that are not even spoken about. You know, just last night, actually, Mildred Avenue Community Center hosted a great youth event. I think these unfortunate incidents paint a picture that I think is a small part of the larger youth, positive youth focused efforts and initiatives that's taking place in the city.
So what do you do to make sure that this doesn't set you back in the eyes of the young people that you work with, that they don't say, well, who cares? It's so violent anyway, that this is the way of life. Like, how do you counter that and give them hope and optimism and not let them become bitter and cynical?
First and foremost, every client we work with families, the entire family, whether it's the small things or the large things you do, I think help provide some level of support that leads to inspiration. And I think overall, I think it's just not here. I think it's everywhere in this country. The levels of violence impact you. But again, where there's issues of violence, there's also times and days of inspiration.
Sean Webb is director of the Street Workers Program at Boston Centers for Youth and Families. Masika Gadsden is a street worker for Boston who is also with Boston Centers for Youth and Families based in Mattapan. I'd like to thank both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.